Blog Talk Radio.
Things are made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael E. Cannon, the spokesman for the King of Glory. And we're grateful, we're thankful that we're able to be on the air another time, another session, and it's good for us to be here. So we thank God for all of our Twitter listeners and followers, all of our Facebook friends and followers, all of our LinkedIn friends and followers. Thank God for you. And so it's definitely good to be here. And it's of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So it's just so good to be here. As Apostle said, that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So that is what it is all about the death, about the burial, about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about the ascension, about sending back the Holy Ghost, like the promise was, shall come to pass, saith God. I will, in Joel 2:28, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Upon my servants and my handmaids, I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. So that is what it's all about, wanting you to know about the deity of Jesus Christ. Thus it behooved Christ to suffer and arise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Thus I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. So these are words of Jesus from the 24th chapter of Luke after his resurrection from the dead. He was on the earth for 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and told them that they should not depart, but wait, saith he, for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So it's so important. Too many people have went, did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this is what Apostle Paul said when he found certain disciples at Corinth in the 19th chapter of Acts. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So he asked them, under what baptism were you baptized? They said, under John's. He said, John said unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Because John the Baptist or the baptizer was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. So when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul laid his hands on them. They spake with tongues and prophesied. That means they preach. So you got to have the new birth. You're not going to get out of here. You can call yourself believing all you want, but there's something happened when you believe. This is what Jesus said of the Gospels. He that believeth, in the book of Mark 16 and 15, he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Talking about mankind. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So these signs shall follow them that believe. So he went on to say, my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they take up any, they shall take up deadly serpents. If they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, it's so important, the word is going forth out of his mouth. It's not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the thing that he sent it. It's going to prosper. That which I please, saith the Lord, the same Lord who sent his word out through the prophet Isaiah in the 55th chapter of Isaiah. So, we want you to know, as we know, that there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So he is talking to baptized believers at the church at Ephesus. So very important. You don't just believe, but there's something happened when you believe. So these letters, we call them the Pauline epistles, were virtually most of them, except for the general epistle of James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, the Revelation, Jude, Hebrews is also attributed to the Apostle Paul, along with Romans all the way through. But you want to know about salvation, you got to go to the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Holy Ghost working through the Apostles to find out how to be born again. So we know Jesus ushered in the gospel of the kingdom. He was sent, his earthly ministry, to the lost tribe of the house of Israel. And so he had said, it hath been said, talking about the law of old time, but I say. So those three words change everything. So he established the gospel. So that other thief on the other side of him, he was crucified. He hung between two thieves. That one was saying, he rebuked him, saying, we in the same condemnation. He said, this man has done nothing amiss. Somebody said, truly this was the Son of God. They knew that he was the Master. He was the Messiah. He was the Christ of God, the Christos, the anointed flesh of God. So he said, Lord, remember me when thou come in thy kingdom. That one thief that was on the cross. And so Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. So what he said, that was before the gospel was established, before the bringing in of law and grace. After his resurrection, when he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men, he descended first into the lower parts. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that we all come in the unity of the faith unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, the apostle says, we mean no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by whereby they lie in wait to deceive, by the sleight of men, they lie in wait to deceive. But he said, but speaking the truth in love, you may grow up in him who is the head of all things, even Christ. That's in the fourth chapter of the book of the Ephesians, beginning at the 11th verse. So we can see that is the foundation that we're built upon. He wrote to the church at Corinth, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, that is Christ Jesus. So we're building on the foundation that they already laid. Ephesians 2 and 20, the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. So we're so grateful for that. So we thank God for his word, and we're going to move on, and we have elected to continue on this week talking about word power. So this is our fourth part on this week. So we know we talked about various things of what the master did, how he spake his word and calmed the sea, how he cast out devils, how he healed the sick, how he raised the dead. So various things that we talked about. He is the resurrection. He is the life. He is the bishop of our souls. He is the apostle of our profession. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the rock. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the resurrection. Do you believe in him? You're going to live. Hey, like he said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So we differentiated the difference between the being dead physical and being dead spiritually. So he was talking about spiritual death. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He's talking about the second death. The book of Hebrews 9 and 27, and it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment. So we know that is talking about the physical death. So nobody ever got out of here alive. That's what's so, that's the folly of this one so-called group of people. They call themselves spiritual Israel and its army. I mean, that's totally ridiculous. You may have heard me talk about it. One of my sister-in-laws belonged to a church like that, and at her service, the guy pointed at the at her body in the casket and said, Jesus said, he that believeth in me, he that keepeth my word shall never see death. You know, so he pointed at her. So I don't understand where their minds at, because they're getting older. They keep saying they rose up to say this, they rose up to say that. But nobody has ever got out of here alive. And you keep living, you're going to get older. You're not going to just disappear. Only time that's going to happen, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That is the rapture of the church when that happens. So, but in the meantime, no one has ever got out of here alive. So that's ridiculous to think that that's of the devil, because you die. Because you're going to die a physical death. Matter of fact, the best way to die is to die out to yourself, to be buried in water in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. Rise, walk in newness of life in Romans, the sixth chapter. So when you do die the physical death, you will be asleep in Jesus. Whether you're alive in Christ or dead in Christ, that is what the important thing is that you're in Christ. And the only way to get into Christ, you got to be baptized into Christ. You have Christ in you. You have received, if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he, the Spirit of truth, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth. There are those God has baptized with the Holy Ghost. God is looking for an honest heart. But the Spirit will lead you to the water. So you got to have a man to guide you, a man or woman of God. There's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, nor male nor female in Christ Jesus. God uses human beings. God is not going to break his order. So it was when Simon Tanner was down, was sent, Cornelius was sent to the house of Simon a tanner, who dwelt by the seaside where Simon Peter was. He said, when he come, he will tell you what thou oughtest to do. This is an angel that appeared unto Cornelius. Said his prayers are come up before God as a memorial. So this was what a testimony that this man had. But you got to have the new birth. So this is what Jesus was saying. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. So the wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou canst not tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You can hear the wind. On the day of Pentecost, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Filled all the houses where they were sitting. There appeared unto them clothing or divided tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So that is what we call people. A lot of people nowadays are talking about apostolic covering. You got to be under authority to be in authority. So I'm under the authority of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, which is an apostolic organization headquartered out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm under the authority of the church, my local church, Jesus International Ministry, where the pastor is Elder Larry Clifton. I'm under the authority where, like I said, the presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World is Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, who happens to be the pastor of Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, Michigan. But like I said, our apostolic organization is headquartered and has been there many, many years out of Indianapolis, Indiana. The first bishop of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World was the late Honorable Garfield Thomas Haywood. We call him G.T. Haywood. So I'm under authority. So a lot of people saying they're under apostolic authority. Apostolic means like the apostles. So if you have not been buried in water or baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues or other languages that the Spirit gives you to utter, which is that constitutes that is the new birth. But the Apostle Peter, Jesus gave the keys to the kingdom of heaven, told him, whatever he bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever he loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He had the power and he had the authority. He opened up the church on the day of Pentecost. He preached the first message. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, promises unto you Jews, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He exhorted and testified with many words, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So you go on down in Samaria. They had to wait for Peter and John, even those that the Holy Ghost only fell on them, only they which were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when they got there, they laid their hands on them. They had the power and authority to be able to do that. Peter had the keys. 10th chapter of Acts, Peter had to go down to Cornelius' house and preach to the Gentiles. The 19th chapter of Acts, Apostle Paul opened up salvation to that group of people in the 19th chapter of Acts when he found certain disciples at Corinth. So God has an order. He always uses a man or a woman to open up the way. We know in the 18th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, Aquila and Priscilla found a man of Alexandria. His name was Apollos. He was eloquent in the scriptures. He only knew the baptism of John. When Aquila and Priscilla took him aside and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly, he convinced the Jews, and that publicly, that Jesus was the Christ. So it's about Jesus. It's not about nothing else. It's not about us. He must increase, like John the Baptist said, I must decrease. So a lot of times people have magnified themselves and made themselves so important. But Jesus is the great high priest that's passed into the heavens. He is the one that ever liveth to make intercession for us. What is he doing? He's praying through people. He's our unction. He's our inspiration. He's our utterance. The preach, he's our inspiration. He's the anointing. He is. Ain't no more anointing. You either got it or you don't. Ain't no, you're going to get more anointing, you're going to get greater anointing, you're going to get a double portion and all that. That's foolishness. There's no scripture from us. Apostle Paul said, he that anointed us is God. So either you have it or you don't have it. The same anointing that's in the teacher is in the people who have been born again. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have the anointing in you. You have whatever ability, whatever gift that God has given you, that is what you have. You didn't give it to yourself, but God gave it to you. And that's why Peter said, every man has received the gift. Peter is talking about the ministry. Even so, minister with the ability that God giveth, that God may be glorified. Because he was talking about the end of all things is at hand. You know, use hospitality one with another. So it's so important that the theme of everything is that God may be glorified. Souls will be saved. Souls will be perfected. That is what is important. So we have been talking about word power. So even the master himself, that's what he said. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That's in St. John 6 and 63. So we've been teaching out of the book of Luke. So we're talking about word power. So we're talking about what the master said, doing his earthly ministry. Everything, just like he said, you would have known Moses, you would have known me. You would have known me because he wrote of me. So anyway, he goes on here, that quote I just made, it's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. This is Jesus still talking here in St. John 6 chapter. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. That time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So when you got to understand, when he's talking about the Father, he's talking about the Spirit. It's the self-same one. Because he goes on to say, I and my Father are one, in St. John 10 and 30. So anyway, we go on here. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Who has the words of eternal life? Jesus does. Who did Peter call Jesus? Lord. He's the same Lord that was back there in the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament, Jesus was concealed. In the New Testament, Jesus is revealed. It's the same Lord. It's only one God. And that's why devils said, we know thee who thou art. You're the Holy One of God. Are you come to torment us before the time? Jesus told them to hold their peace, that they should not make him known. They knew who he was. So it's just a trick of the devil. That's why we're endeavoring, by the grace of God, to open up the eyes of your understanding to the oneness of God. And that has been my theme that I've been going along with probably, it's got to be close to a year, and that is the Godhead, because he is the God that is head of all things, and it's all about him. So in him we live, him we move, and in him we have our being. So there's only one on the throne. So in the beginning, God. And it was revealed unto Moses. So it's the same. Why John wrote, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's why he said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So you got to understand the oneness of God, and the Son of God came for a purpose. God is the Spirit. He had to make himself a body. That's why you read about that in the 40th Psalm. Sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me, in the 10th chapter. And in the 40th chapter of Psalms, and also in the 10th chapter of the Hebrews. That's why he said, Lo, I come in the volume. The book is written of me to do thy will, O God. sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest, but a body thou hast prepared me. So he had to take on a body so he could die, so he could be the lamb, so he could be the great high priest, so he could be the sacrifice. He had to take on a body. He's to be the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So no man take my life, he said. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. So that's why he came to give his life a ransom for many. He had to shed blood. So he shed blood. He appeared in the presence of God to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You got to understand, he was the one who laid himself on the altar. He was the same one who accepted the sacrifice, because nobody can forgive sins but God. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into the world that he made. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And the devil knows that he's a liar. Got people thinking there's three and there's two, and there's no such thing as a Trinity. That is a lie from the pit of hell. There's one spirit and one body, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. There's only one head. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. There is no Trinity, and we don't believe in the Trinity. We believe in the one God in the Godhead. He has one head. If you got more than one head, you're a freak, and God is not a freak. God is the eternal God. So we go on here, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the living God. So in other words, he is the body of God. He had to make himself a body. And so remember, if you're following along with me, I've said it. Mary was saying, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing, notice, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1 and 35. So you got it. Nothing like getting an understanding. So he is called the Son of God. Jesus is eternal, but the Son isn't. So he's going to put down all rule and authority. In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he's going to reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So God has many enemies. So you can't fight it. Just keep on praying. Don't fight it. Believe it. Keep on believing. Just ask God to help you. It takes the Spirit of God to understand spiritual things. So Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? One of you is the devil. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So we're going to, today, we are just going to move on in St. John. So here, we're still talking about word power. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee. He would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. So you got to understand that they didn't kill him. The Jews were stoning you to death. But who eventually crucified him was the Romans. The Jews would stone you. The Romans would crucify you. That's who he was turned over to when his time had come. Now, the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brother and their for said unto him, depart hence, go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. There is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Remember, this is brethren said this. Okay, the next verse, for neither did his brethren believe in him. That's Jesus. He got two brothers. After he died and they knew who he was James and Jude. Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith. James wrote to the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad in the 12 tribes of Israel. So anyway, we go on here. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. So remember, you got to understand the woes and all the judgments. The 23rd chapter of Matthew, he was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, letting them know you can't miss hell. He said, call them generation of vipers.
How can you escape the damnation of hell? And I mean, like, and that's what we even made mention of, a reprobate mind in the book of Romans. You, if you become reprobate, or your conscience, as in Timothy, when Paul wrote to his son in the gospel, if your conscience is seared with an hot iron, he said, this know, and also in last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You know, and he was saying, some shall depart from the faith, he'd given heed to seducing spirits and doctors of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. Your conscience is seared, you're doomed. If you have a reprobate mind, you're doomed. So that's why you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost, as some have done. So he goes on to hear the world about the world hating them, because he testified of it, that the works thereof are evil. So he goes on here, go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet come. And when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, them went he also unto the feast. Then went he also to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? You know, they were looking for him. There was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Who went to the temple? Jesus did. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? And Jesus said unto them, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keepeth the law. And why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil, and goeth about to kill. Who goeth about to kill thee? You know, they told Jesus he had a devil. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. Have a Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. And are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? Because remember now, people were divided, and we'll see that as we go on. But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and you know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. See, they didn't understand that, because the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. People don't understand that terminology. It's only one. Hereby pursue we the love of God. We can see it. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's 1 John 3:16. Not St. John, but 1 Epistle of John 3:16. So he goes on here. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. Many other people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? A question. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me. Where I am, thither you cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go that we will not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me? And where I am, thither you cannot come. So they wondered at the words that came out of his mouth. Remember, we are still talking about word and the last day, that great day of the feast. Remember, this is a feast that in the seventh chapter of St. John, that this event that happened here, what we are talking about, all of these, everything is leading up to what is getting ready to happen here at this feast. So in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, that word cried means proclamation. He proclaimed. He stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You ever heard a statement like that? I'm talking about word power. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost is not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? Notice what they said. The scripture said. There was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees. They said unto them, why have ye not brought him? Officers answered, never man spake like this man. Remember, we are talking about word power. Everything that he said was so. His word is quick. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, talking about the word of God as a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. The writer says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You cannot separate God from his word. So these people knew that he was the Christ. And so what a declaration, what a statement. Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? See, that was a monkey wrench that the devil threw in. No, they are not deceived. I mean, words are going to save people, and words are going to destroy. People are clever with words, and that's what's going to destroy people just as well as save people, because the devil is clever. He's a master of deception. He knows how to use words, and people are conning people out of money using words. And yes, they are, even in churches. They're conning people out of money. They're lying to people, telling them to sow a seed, which there is no such thing as sowing a seed. When you search the scriptures, the seed is the word of God. God, like I said before, God requires the tithe, which is the tenth, and a free will offering. Not, you can't bribe God. You can't buy a blessing. People just keep talking about sowing, sowing, sowing. The most important thing is the gospel, is the saving of souls. What shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So too many people now. There, you got clever people using words. You got people crept in unawares, even people among the apostolics, which the apostolic church started on the day of Pentecost. There's clever people that are acting like they're speaking in tongues, acting like they're preaching, and some of us are too blind, and we're desensitized. We're not even conscious of what's going on. So some of the crooks are right on TV, right on the Word Network. They're crept in unawares. They don't love Jesus. And then you got to notice what they do, what they end up saying, plant a seed. So you can't be jived. They're not coming. They're not earnestly contending for the faith. They're not talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're talking stuff in their own mind and forming stuff in their own mind and using stuff. They're clever. They're using stuff that sounds good, but it is not the gospel. I don't care if they call themselves Dr. Whoever, whoever they are, wherever they're from. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. So you got to know where a person is coming from. So what's wrong with you saying who you are, who you're affiliated with, and where you came from? Can't be by yourself, but you got to be, you're under authority, in authority, in authority, under authority. You got to be, if you're in authority, you're under authority. You have a apostolic covering. That means you have, you belong with someone. You're subject, that Peter said, that, you know, that we're be subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and will give grace to the humble. He said, all of you be clothed with humility. So you got to be subject to someone. You can't be out there by yourself. God said it's a solitary in families. He brings out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in the dry land. The dry land is the desert. The desert is no living water, and you'll die in the desert. So you've got to have the living water. Even what Jesus was just talking about, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that is what you got to have. You're not going to be out there by yourself to have what he is talking about. But you got all of those that believe were together. So this is what you got to know. And so as we go ahead here in the scripture, hear what they were talking about. He was saying, are you deceived? Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? The question was asked. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said unto them, the same that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? This is a legitimate question that Nicodemus asked. Then they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his house. So Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him and sat down. And he sat down and taught them. So here he is in the temple. Again, the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. So look at the craftiness that they're trying to use, like they're going to fool the master. You can't fool the master because he knew their thoughts. They brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, and understand now, they bought her. They didn't. You're not in adultery by yourself. Where is the man? They didn't bring the man. So anyway, I'd like to pause here for station identification. You are listening to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael E. Cannon, the spokesman for the King of Glory. Should you desire to call in, you can dial 646-716-6566. That is 646-716-6566. Should you have a question or should you have a comment, you are very welcome. So getting back to our story here, and keep in mind, bear in mind, we're still talking about word power. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. So, you know,
they are trying to trap the masses, but you can't do that. So anyway, they go on here, what sayest thou, they say. Now Moses in the commandment, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? So they asked him a question. So this they said, tempting him. Okay, notice now, they're tempting Jesus. That they might have to accuse him, but Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground, as he thought he heard them, as though he heard them not. I'm sorry. So he stooped down and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted him up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. You see, notice now, in the law, you would bring them before the elders of the city if you caught someone in adultery. That is the man and the woman. You didn't just bring one. You bought both. And so they would stone them to death until they died. So in other words, they keep throwing stones at them. As the old people say, they would chunk at them. Chunk rocks. Chunk stones. They would throw at them until they died. So he goes on here, he that is without sin, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and a woman standing in the midst. You want to talk about some powerful words? I just showed you that was powerful. Because that's the master. They wouldn't just be condemned of their own selves. They're condemned because Emmanuel, God with us, they were in his presence. So he goes on here, and when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Question. Hath no man accused thee? Another question. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Who is he? The light of the world? He didn't make himself. He said, I am the light. He didn't make himself. In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That's what they said. They seen him. Our hands have handled of the Word of life. The Apostle John wrote. We saw him. We handled him. We know he was from the beginning. So we go on here. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. How stupid are they? Or were they? Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that has sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, whence is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, and as he taught at the temple, no man lays hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whether I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from above. You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. I am he who. I'm the Messiah. I am he who. I'm the one that Moses and the prophets did right. I am he who. I am the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. I am he who. The virgin shall bring forth a child and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. I am he who. I'm the Holy One. I'm the one that John, Moses, and the prophets did write about. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. He that sent me is true, and I speak of the world, to the world of those things which I heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that hath sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. See, they knew that he was the Messiah. The Jews as a whole, the nation of Israel as a whole, did not accept him as the Messiah. Some did. So that's the remnant. The 144,000 are the 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. That's the remnant. That is not the so-called Jehovah's Witnesses. That is a lie out of hell, and they're so stupid. Because if it's however many million of them it is, then if it's only 144,000 going to be saved, here's how stupid this is. If it's only 144,000 going to be saved, then that means if it's 2 or 3 million Jehovah's Witnesses, they call themselves, the rest of them are crazy. That don't even make sense. So no, the 12 tribes of Israel is the remnant that he is talking about in the 11th chapter of Romans, Apostle Paul is talking about. So anyway, he said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father has taught me, I speak those things. He that has sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. I do those things that please him. So as we said, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So this is what I've made reference to this scripture before. If you shall know the truth shall make you free. This is what I am endeavoring to do, this broadcast called Truth. The truth will make you free. And so sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And St. John 17 and 17, 17 chapter of St. John is the Lord's Prayer, not the model prayer. Our Father which art in heaven is the model prayer when they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. But the actual Lord's Prayer is in the 17th chapter of St. John. So anyway, we go on here. We know that our time is almost gone here. So then answered him, we be Abraham's seed, never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus said, answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. You got to understand, look at that big S there with the name. Who he is talking about, the son therefore shall make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. Now, I know our time is almost gone here on the day. So they said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. So anyway, you let them know. They're talking about their Abraham's seed and all. But the point that I want to get to on today is they go on here. I'm going to just skip down a little bit. So verse 54, Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now notice, this is still Jesus talking. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Notice this question now. Then said Jesus unto them, St. John 8:58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, yes, he's the same I am. I'm talking about word power. Same I am was back there in the beginning. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, so passed by. That was another miracle, because his time was not yet come. Oh, yes, he is the master. He is the which was, which is, and which is to come, the Almighty. He is him. He is Alpha and Omega. He said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. Look at me. I'm alive forevermore. In the first chapter of the Revelation. Amen. That I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. So, oh yeah, he was said I was dead. I'm alive forevermore. Yes, he was dead. He died as a man. So many don't understand this, but you got to, whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he give to understand doctrine? 28th chapter of Isaiah. Them that are weaned from the breast and drawn, weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. He goes on, precept must be upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. You know, and with stammering lips and another tongue shall he speak to this people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. So this is why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We are talking about word power with the master. So we will talk to you or on next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. That is truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.